This is Haystack Health Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Health Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Health Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Health Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, you made it till Friday. So hope everyone has a great, great weekend. Be sure and join us for Sportsman of Colorado tomorrow, extra special show tomorrow. We have Craig Boddington as one of our guests. And if you're in the hunting world, you know that name. And we are looking forward to having Mr. Boddington on the show. But today we've got some extra special guests and kind of regrouping here after the election and all. And glad to have our good friend Greg Lopez in. Lopez 2022 governor, the governor of Colorado, Mr. Greg Lopez. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks, hey, great thanks to for see having you. Me, Scott.
And Casper Stockham is also with us, and Casper spent some time with us here in the fall. So, Casper, good to see you, sir.
Yes, sir. It's good to be here.
All right.
It's also good to actually see you with my new glasses.
I'm telling you, you can see. Hey, let's do a little stack optical. Right. Hey, man, see, I said it. Stack optical, you'll see the difference. And look at
I
you.
I can see
man.
The difference.
You look
You guys
sharp.
Are white. I didn't know that
before.
You thought you Wait were. Wait a minute. Well,
some of you guys are.
And also Kevin Conrad is with us. And Kevin is the campaign manager for Greg's campaign. So, Kevin, good to see you, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Well, gentlemen, we all sat here in the fall and thought a lot of things were going to happen and hoping things were happening, and nothing happened what we were hoping was going to happen. Nothing.
Well, you know.
Yeah. So, Greg, I'll let you start out. Man, and I know I had you on just a few minutes the other day, but just what's your quick overview of where we sit here at the end of January?
You know, Scott, it's like we were talking about, you know, there are things that we were hoping would happen and they didn't. But at the same time, there's some great people out there that are doing some great stuff. And if you don't mind, I want to do a little shout-out to a couple of friends of mine
sure.
that are out there. You know, Aaron Boyd from Bullets Both Ways and Angel Shield, along with Priscilla Ron. You know, she's running for state vice chair for the Republican Party, and I'm told they're listening in.
Okay.
So
well, we know Aaron. Aaron's a good guy. Yeah.
I encourage everyone to check them out and see what a great job they're doing. But they're a reflection of individuals not giving up, individuals that are taking the bull by the horn and saying, what can we do differently to make sure that people still have a voice, that people are still involved in their day-to-day activity as it pertains to government, and having to make sure that things aren't going to go astray on us. And so as I've been traveling the state, you know, I just had a great conversation with some folks up in Berthoud, Colorado, believe okay. it or not. You know, and they were talking about how important it is for us to recognize what our rights are as individuals, as Americans, and to really evaluate what is happening. And so I can tell you that there is this pulse in Colorado that is beating, that is saying, you know what, we need to step back a little bit. Let's not keep doing what a lot of people want us to do, which is call each other names, call each other, you know, all kinds of ugliness. Let's come together and unite. And so I've been talking to a lot of people about that, is unity. Because it's important for us to always recognize that we need to make sure that Colorado continues to be the state that we can all be proud of. Mm-hmm. And right now, I think there's a lot of questions with the integrity of the elections. There's a lot of questions with where are we going? And so I'm listening. I'm listening to people more than trying to talk to them.
Right.
Because it's important for me to keep my hand on the pulse. And I truly believe the voice of the people is important. And we can't just speak over them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's happening right now with the governor.
And, you know, just because you say unity, that doesn't mean giving up our stand or what we believe or
never.
Or anything like that. It's just saying, hey, can't we just talk? I mean, and that's the part that's been hard for us because, you know, I mentioned our hunting show, whether it's our anti-hunters or anti-gun, I can't have a conversation with them most of the time like this because they just go ballistic.
I know. You know what? And this reminds me of a time – you know, of the riots in L.A., when Rodney King came out and said, can't we just get along? You know, can't we just get along?
Right.
And talk about what's going on here. You know, and I think that's a good message, is why can't we just get along and discuss solutions for the problems that we're all facing.
Sure. Casper, your thoughts.
Yeah, so my thoughts are, first of all, we would be blessed to have Greg Lopez as our next governor.
I agree.
And I've never said that about anybody, not even myself. he is absolutely hands down the best choice. What I think right now is, especially with our election process and things like that, we need to be comfortable with what happens. So we need trust but verify. In other words, I believe the voting systems actually do a good job, but I want to be able to be 100% sure that that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And we're not. I'm not here in Colorado, not here across the nation. And for the life of me, Scott, I can't figure out why we would let any company have a controlling interest in our voting process. In other words, why would any company have a monopoly with our voting system here in the state or anywhere else? And that was put into place by Republicans.
Right.
That's a problem. We need to make sure that no company or organization even has the ability to change our elections. And if you have 64 counties and 62 of them have voting machines and 60 of them are one company, that's a recipe for disaster. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly where we are right now.
Right.
So we've got to fix that. We've got to shore up our party. We talk about a third party and things like that. I think all of us would agree that that would be a very tough hill to climb, a third party. So, you know, I'm not a champion for that. You know, I kind of want to see the party revamped for sure. You know, and the easiest way to revamp crap is to get some new stuff in there.
Well, and you and I talked about this real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, where was the Republican support for you?
Zero support for me. So,
you know,
yeah. So right now there are 15 Republicans who have identified themselves as not being for us. So that's where we start. That's where President Trump should start, is to get rid of those 15. There was a gathering up in Wyoming, I think yesterday, a large gathering to protest and start to rally against Cheney. Right. I think it's Liz Cheney. So that needs to happen with all the other 14 to 15 of those individuals that voted for impeachment and so forth like that. So we need to get rid of those folks. But we have our own internal problems here in Colorado. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of folks, as you mentioned, the state party gave me no support. I know they didn't give Greg any support. And there's a lot of us grassroots candidates that don't get support from the party. Now, they always claim they don't have enough money. Well, I would think they'd had 500 hours. I'm just saying. Right?
Yeah. Right? You would hope.
They'd have at least 500 hours. So it's not the money. You know, they have decided who they will support and who they won't. And if I am the only Republican going up against a Democrat, this should be a no-brainer. I get support. Mm-hmm. Whether they like me or not, I should get support. And that's what's not happening, and that's what should happen.
Right. So, I mean, we're all business guys on the side or
yep.
most of the time, too. So you kind of look at something when you try to build that, and something doesn't work for reason, we try to look back, okay, what I do wrong? You know, what could I have done better
right.
in retrospect? What could we have done different to make this turn out better?
I think, Scott, what we should have done different is, and I'm going to speak as a party, right, as a group of individuals that gather together and try to change the fabric of Colorado. What we need to do different and what we should have done different is look at what candidates are we supporting and can they actually win, not only from the standpoint of connecting with people, but also about changing the narrative of who we are and who we fight for. We've kind of lost, the party has lost the mantra that we are the party of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get back to the basics. We are the party of the working class. We are the party of the people that are struggling, and we need to make sure that they understand that not only are we compassionate, but we are more about helping people help themselves, not the other way around. And I talk to a lot of people, and I'm going to tell you, they're wondering, where is the voice of the party? And why is the party not recognizing that the unaffiliated voters are the highest registered voters in the state of Colorado? Why isn't the party recognizing that now is the time to bring more diversity into the party? why is the party still using that old playbook that keeps losing? And to Casper's point, I think it's time that we clean it out a little bit. We change the mindset of what it is that we're trying to achieve. And I think we've lost the ability to see the picture in its totality. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm going out in the state and listening to people.
Right.
Not telling them what to do, but listening to them. Because they have a voice. And the minute that we believe we have a better solution for them is when we're forgetting that we are representing them. We're not leading them. We're representing their wishes and their concerns. And to your point, small business. And from a business standpoint, the party needs to look back and say, why am I losing my customers? Why is my brand not growing? Why is it that all of a sudden my cash flow of my supporters is dwindling? And they have some hard questions to ask.
Sure.
And I'm going to tell you, they don't want to hear those hard questions because it makes them really look in the mirror and say, what are we doing wrong?
Mm-hmm. And Casper, I mean, you know, knowing Greg and you, especially over these last several months and really up back to last January, Greg came by the International Sportsman's Expo and was at our booth and Convention Center was thriving. I mean, you guys, it appears to me, and my show is normally not political. As a consumer help show, right. But you know what?
We can go shoot later to make
it. If there's ever a consumer help show, I think this is really it because we're going to help consumers as well as business people with this. But, I mean, you were out, a lot speaking to people. Greg was out speaking to a lot of people. Where's the governor out sitting with restaurant owners or business owners and trying to understand, you know, their heartbeat, their pulse, what their concerns are? Where is he?
Well, he is he's governing by pen, just like we have a president now governing by the pen. So he's not interested in anything that people have to say. So, and he doesn't really care because he doesn't have anybody pushing back. You know, I know where the governor is. He's doing what he normally does, which is just govern by the pen. What I want to know is, where's our side? Where are the fighters fighting, pushing back against the governor? Why is Ken Buck partnering with the governor on a memo instead of him putting out a press release saying, dude, you need to open up our businesses ASAP or we're going to sue your butt? That's what I want to hear from Ken Buck. That's what I want to hear from the state party. That's what I want to hear from the quote-unquote leaders. You know, when Cory Gardner was senator, yes, he did some great things with the Wilderness Act and all these things. That was phenomenal. But where was he when the businesses were being shut down, the restaurants were being shut down? These people were losing their livelihoods, and families are going, they're going bankrupt. And where were our leaders? Now, all of a sudden, now they're all fighting now. Mm-hmm. They're fighting Pelosi. Okay, well, where were they last year? We were all sequestered in our homes.
Sure.
Right? We're out on the street. Marching and rallying and trying to get businesses open. You know, Greg and I are out there and others are out there. And where are our quote-unquote leaders back then? That's where I have a problem with.
Sure.
You know, and to add to that, Scott, the governor is treating his role as a governor, as a CEO of a company, and he believes that he doesn't need to listen to anyone because he is the CEO, and so he knows what's best. And to Casper's point, he's not asking advice. Mm-mm. He's not asking for input. He is deciding all by himself what he believes is in the best interest of this state. But yet what he's doing, he's destroying families.
Yeah.
He's destroying communities. But as a CEO, he's not worried about the outcome. He's worried about his stockholders.
Yeah.
He's worried about the profit margin, you know, and we all know this. And if you don't know this, you're hearing it. He is not interested in being governor. He is interested in being the president of the United States.
Right.
And using the state of Colorado as a stepping stone. And he's not really looking at, can I make Colorado better? Because I would challenge anybody. Think back 12 months.
Sure.
When the convention center was open.
Yeah. Right.
And he turned it now into a makeshift hospital.
Right.
costing us $60,000 a day.
Made no sense.
Because he needed an insurance policy. Mm-hmm. And so I would challenge people, think back 12 months ago. Where were we and what happened? Now look into the future and tell me what you're going to see. Because I've talked to small business owners, and they tell me, Greg, I see nothing changing.
Yeah.
I see nothing changing.
Well, they're asking us to put on two masks now.
Yeah.
That's the change, right? And if you look at these governors around the nation now, all of a sudden, these very liberal progressive governors who wanted to shut down their economy, now they're wanting to open it up, and their numbers aren't even any better for, you know, from the virus. Mm-hmm. Look at New York and stuff. They're, you know, the virus is still a challenge in New York. Not in Florida, by the way, who's almost all the way wide open, back to almost normal, and their numbers aren't climbing. But in New York, they're climbing and they're shut down, but now they want to open back up. And it's all because now their guy's in charge. Their guy is now POTUS. So now all of a sudden, you know, even though we're still going through the same amount, the same numbers, pretty much, because it's the season. It's the season for viruses,
yep.
Right? We're going through the same numbers, but now it's okay to open up. I think the governor now is talking about shutting down or taking the convention center back to being open or whatever, shutting down the something $1 million a week or whatever it was we're spending for an empty triage center.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, International Sportsman's Expo, of course, was supposed to happen a few weeks ago. That got canceled.
Right.
There's several reasons, because POTUS is going to keep those beds, I believe, in there until March 25th is what I heard.
Okay,
I don't know
yeah.
if that's true
yeah.
or not.
Yeah, he's getting ready to turn it back to the
yeah.
to the city and county of Denver.
Yeah.
Interesting. To the city and county of Denver.
Yeah, give us back our building. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's very nice of him. Yeah. And then, you know, even the designers and decorators that go in there and set up the flooring, you know, because you were at our booth, they put the petitions, mm-hmm. They went out of business.
Right.
Okay. Because there's nothing down there.
Yeah.
They wanted them to do all ticket sales online so nobody could walk up and buy a ticket. And most of the time there's either a car show, boat show, mm-hmm. RV show going on the same time in another hall.
Right.
And they go, we can't do that.
Right.
So, I mean, it just spelled disaster for them.
Yep. Yeah.
It does. Look, and to, you know, to add to what we're talking about here, people need to ask themselves, are we truly being represented with our needs and our concerns? And I would wager to say people are going to say, no, we're not. Every community is suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Every family is struggling. Our children are struggling in trying to feel that they're learning because of the way they've modified the schools. And yet, is this really what Colorado's all about? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think Colorado has a strong entrepreneurial spirit. We're the West. We can overcome this type of thing.
Sure.
And I have more faith in the doctors that they will heal and cure individuals, because 99% that got the coronavirus
mm-hmm.
never had to see a doctor.
Yeah.
99% never had to go see their doctor. Only 1%. You know, and it's real. My mom got it. I told you, you know,
sure.
She's 79 years old, you know. But she was always very diligent about what she ate. She was always taking vitamins. She was always taking care of her immune system because she wanted to make sure she could see her grandchildren grow up, and she wanted to be a part of the family's life. And so because of that, she was able to overcome at the age of 79.
Yep.
And so we really need to look at and evaluate, did we make good decisions, or did the governor, was he misguided? Or did he just really not have his hand on the pulse of Colorado? And my conclusion is he's not interested in the pulse of Colorado.
Right.
He's interested in how he's going to get to the White House.
Absolutely.
It's been from day one almost treated politically instead of with common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was about taking down Donald Trump and making him look bad and things like that, as opposed to common sense. You know, Fauci before March was making a lot of sense. Right. He wasn't talking about masks and all this stuff. He said, hey, look, wash your hands, you know, keep distance from people that are sick. If you're sick, stay home. Those were the things we've been saying forever up until 2020. Then all of a sudden now it's double masks. He said, well, yeah, double masks is better. Well, yeah, dude, 10 masks would probably be better than two. You know, absolutely. When does it stop?
We need a scuba diving.
Right,
scuba
diving.
Carry our own air tank, man, so we don't breathe anybody else's air. Yeah. Greg Lopez is our guest. You can check out the website, Lopez2022.com. We'll give you some more information on that in just a moment. And then, Casper, America First Republicans.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we are not a political party. We're not trying to start one. But what we're trying to do politics the right way. We're trying to do all the things that the current party in the state of Colorado is not doing to help candidates. So we're going to train, support, equip, and even down the road support them financially to help them win. Now, I heard somebody say the other day was saying, well, I don't even know if you can even do that, Casper. I was like, really? Well, the Democrats have been doing it forever. It's called Emerge. Right. And they state on their website, we are training young women to be Democrats. They've been doing it forever, for almost 15, 20 years now. And where's our Emerge? We don't have one. We have things like LPR, which is a great organization to train you on freedom and liberty and things like that. But they don't help candidates. Mm-hmm. They didn't help me, and I'm an LPR graduate. Right.
Absolutely.
So it's not about it's about taking it to the next level. So the Tea Party was great as far as activism back in the day, but where's the Tea Party today? They meet. I go to the meetings. I love them. But where are they as far as activism? So we're going to be that organization that's in their face. We're going to train up the candidates about – and Scott, this is really crazy. I'm glad everybody's sitting down because we're going to use the Constitution. I know that's crazy, but we're going to teach them the Constitution. We're going to teach them the Republican Party platform, which – most Republicans don't follow. They don't even know what it is. And then we're going to teach them this thing called the Great Opportunity Project. This is a report that was done by the GOP in 2012. I didn't find out about it until 2018. But it's been around for 8 years. And it is a phenomenal plan to actually do the outreach into the community, into the Black and Hispanic community, into the churches, into all these different areas where conservatives and really awesome Americans live that don't necessarily look like the standard, you know, white Republican. This plan is already laid out. All we have to do is implement it. So we're going to be implementing that as well, and that's what America First Republicans is about.
Sure. All right. Kevin, just don't let you go to sleep over there. How are you?
Good.
Kevin Conrad, as I mentioned, is a campaign manager for Greg. And so give us your thoughts on getting involved in this.
To Greg's point here, talking about having the pulse, you've got two guys in here that have the pulse. They are the hardest working former candidates, and they've stayed engaged. And one of the things that they're able to do is they're creating a lot of buzz with younger voters, mm-hmm. unaffiliates, Republicans. I mean, Craig's building a staff with young Republicans, and they have some pretty good ideas. And one thing I admire about both Casper and Greg is they had their primary, they lost, or they lost their general, whatever, and they stayed engaged, and they continued to help the party after the fact. How many candidates have we donated to, volunteered for, that just disappear after they lose?
Sure.
And that's all wasted. So we have so much excitement with the younger voters right now, and I'm just excited to be part of the team because this is going to be fun. And these two guys are – I'm happy to support them in any way I possibly can, and I'm happy to hitch my wagon on that. So.
Appreciate.
You've got a good power team here.
Yep,
for sure.
I agree with you, and that's why they're here today, because I've hitched my wagon there too. All right. So now let's talk a little bit, Greg, how folks can help you, and then Casper, we'll get back to you and how folks can help you. But Lopez2022.com, and what will that website tell them, you guys?
Well, you know, it's going to tell you a little bit about my history, my background, but more importantly, where we're going into the future for the state of Colorado. And like I tell people, look, the governor currently, Governor Polis, his net worth is probably a gazillion times more than mine. And that's why there's a disconnect. But people need to make an investment into the future of Colorado. Mm-hmm. And that investment can be anywhere from $20 a month to a big lump sum. It's entirely up to them. But the way we're going to make sure that we stay connected with the state is we're going to have 30,000 volunteers across the entire state of Colorado. 30,000 volunteers that understand that Colorado needs to be made Colorado again. And this is what I love about Casper's idea or his project. He's reminding people, politics is local. You need to understand what's going on Main Street in your community. And more importantly, get involved, but get involved in the local races. Get involved with the school districts. Get involved at the county levels. Mm-hmm. Because that's where we're going to start changing the mindset and the fabric of our communities. You know, the governor can be the spokesman and encourage all this.
Sure.
And work with the legislature. But to Casper's point, we need to get candidates that are very grassroots, candidates that are not interested in the title. They're interested in making a difference. And I think that's where we're going to go in the future. And I encourage everyone, go to Lopez2022.com, make a donation. Be a part of our 30,000 that's going to bring government to its knees, because government is getting way too big, mm-hmm. and they're interfering in our lives more than we need them to be.
Absolutely. Casper, how can folks help you out?
Yeah, so we were, when we launched about 45 days ago, we were hoping to have five candidates identified within the first year. We had three candidates identified within the first 45 days. Okay. We have candidate training classes happening right now. We have 20 in the first class, and we have another 15 coming up in the next class. So we have five open slots. Those classes normally fill up to where there's no open slots. And we have to get back to the basics. And, you know, what Greg was saying, you know, we've got to get back to the local communities. We've got to start solving problems at the local level. We have 10 different subject matter courses that we're going to be teaching throughout the year. Most of them have nothing to do with politics. And people are saying, well, why would you do that? Well, because we want to reach into the community. We want to sure. teach them life skills and service skills and business skills. We want to teach them a course in Constitution, but we also want to teach them how to start a business. You know, we want to get back to the basics, start helping the community. Because when we do that, that's when we start to make build those relationships, and that turns into them joining us in our cause.
Sure.
So at America First Republicans, we need your financial support. We're a nonprofit organization. We don't even charge for the classes that we teach. They're free. But we want to pay our instructors, and we also have staff that we need to compensate as well. So you can go to AmericaFirstRepublicans.us. You can click on donate. You know, we have some different levels you can donate at. You know, so we have a member, it's just $5 a year. Simple, $5 okay. a year. Everybody should be willing to do that. We also have another level where it's a citizen, is $17.76 a year. Also very easy, right? Then we have a patriot, is $17.76 a month. We really want the monthly memberships, because that gives us the base, so now we can start really, right. You know, we know how much money's coming in, we know we can plan our budget better and things like that. So $17.76 a month is where we really need the help and support, or we need you to come down and volunteer to do some instruction, volunteer to help us with different events that we're going to be doing in the community. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're open and ready, open for business and ready to get back to work.
That sounds great. Last minute and a half here, but you know, I think we all could look, and we always wonder, like, man, where are we going to be in 20 years from now? You know, what are we going to look like? It's scary to say now, what are we going to be like in the next 12 months? Because when I take Greg, when we were at the International Sportsman's Expo in January,
yeah,
2020, and look,
I know.
In 12 months, we're here. So, man, folks, where are we going to be? What are you going to do to make it different? And I agree wholeheartedly with what Kevin said. I mean, you guys, man, worked, and worked. You know, some things didn't work out the way, but you know what? You're still working and still trying to help people. And that's where the difference is.
It is, and that people need to get involved. They need to find something that they're passionate about, something that they truly care about, and they need to get involved. Mm-hmm. You know, for too long, we've been sitting on our couches watching, you know, TV, hoping and thinking that the elected leaders truly understood who we were and what we wanted out of our life and out of our communities. And it, from my perspective, we've missed the mark on that.
Sure.
And so I would encourage people, get involved, whether it's your school board, whether it's, you know, with the small business community or helping other organizations, whether it's depression, suicide, whatever you're passionate about, you need to get involved, because that's the only way we're going to change the trajectory of where we're at. Here's what I leave people with. We live in a world we allow to exist. And if you don't like the world we're living in, you need to change it.
Right. Well, both you guys keep us informed of what you got going on. If you're having a meeting somewhere or whatever, or you want some folks to show up, let us know, and we'll get you on to promote that. And it's been a privilege to work with you guys. And you know what? We're just getting started.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we
so
are.
We're
going to
do
yep.
it again.
Amen.
All right. Thanks, Casper, thank you, sir.
Appreciate you.
Greg, thank you.
You betcha.
Kevin, thank you for coming in as well. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Of Flesh and Beck Law offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few hundred dollars for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesh. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesh and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Protect Your Legacy with Blake Harris, Managing Partner with Mile High Estate Planning, where Blake helps assist clients with wills and trust, asset protection and probate. And Blake has extensive knowledge and experience helping families plan for and manage the transfer of their assets. And with that, we will welcome Blake Harris to the show. How are you, sir?
Scott, I'm doing great. It's good to be back on the show. And I want to start off by throwing you a little bit of a curveball. I know you've got a few questions for me today, but before we get into the heart of it, I want to ask you if you've ever heard of this thing called Bitcoin, and if you know anything about Bitcoin or the blockchain cryptocurrency.
You know, I have heard about it. Now, several years ago, I had a really good friend of mine, I mean, I'm talking 7-8 years ago, that brought it up to me. And then I've heard some things in the press about it. But I would have to say I really have no knowledge about it and where it is today and what's going on with it.
So it is something that I recommend all of your listeners start paying more attention to. I've had more and more clients come to me, and we ask about their assets. We ask about real estate. And we're asking about cryptocurrency now. Bitcoin okay. is becoming an important thing to plan for in your estate. So if any of your listeners out there have cryptocurrency, Bitcoin is the most popular one, and they haven't set up a plan for their succession, they are especially important that they consider setting up an estate plan for any cryptocurrency. My firm, we're set up, yes, we take payment in checks and credit card, but we're also taking payment in Bitcoin as well. Just wanted to go ahead and mention that from the start. It's going to be something that you're hearing more and more about in the coming years. And I think that at some point during our lifetime, maybe even in the next year, possibly even in the next 10 years, that the U.S. government may transfer us all over to some type of cryptocurrency. So it's something big that we should all be paying attention to. And if you already have it, it's definitely something you need to plan for in your estate. So just wanted to kind of share that little tidbit of knowledge. And
that's great because
the heart of it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, as I mentioned, Blake is the managing partner here with Mile High Estate Planning. First of all, I just want to bring out his website, milehighestateplanning.com. You will not find a finer website anywhere. And really shows off all the areas that Blake's firm handles, as well as displays a lot of great reviews. And when I say they're just not complimentary things, they are things that just say, hey, how this really changed their life, or some of the phrases you'll hear, and how easy it was to work with Blake and to just get all of this down and get that weight off their shoulders and to have a complete estate plan. So, Blake, we know this is important. You've been doing radio with us. I know you've been doing some TV with us as well. And so you're really trying to get the word out to help people. So we'll just start right there. Why is estate planning so important, sir?
Well, Scott, estate planning is important for two main reasons. The first reason estate planning is important is preservation of family assets. In the event that you don't have an estate plan, you risk having your assets compromised due to probate costs, lawsuits, or nursing home expenses. By creating an estate plan, you can decide who receives your money and when they receive it. The second reason estate planning is important is preservation of family harmony. In some unfortunate circumstances, the start of probate is the end of the relationship between the children. Instead of money passing to the children end up having to go out and hire attorneys to fight over an estate because there's an unclear estate plan or because there was no estate at all. And then instead of money passing to the individual's children, the money ends up in the hands of some attorneys and some law firms.
You know, when we talk about the importance of this and how everyone needs a plan, then I have to jump to the thought is, why does everybody put it off so long? I mean, it's something you're like almost a doctor sitting there telling us, you need this. I can help you, you know, to get well, so to speak. But yet so many people put it off. Why is that?
Sure. Many people have trouble facing the inevitable, admitting that, acknowledging that at some point they may become incapacitated and accepting that at some point they are going to pass away. But the other reason that a lot of people put it off is because they fear it's going to be a daunting task. I ask most of my clients after they finish creating an estate plan with my firm what they thought of the process. And over, I hear from clients this comment: this was much easier than they expected. We have been doing estate planning for quite some time. We understand that our clients are not attorneys. The majority, almost all of them, are not attorneys. None of them are ever estate planning attorneys. We break it down. We make it very simple and very easy to go through. And I've told the story before. I can relate to putting it off. When my children were born, I've got a set of beautiful boy, girl, 7-year-old twins. I was an estate planning attorney myself. It wasn't until my own children were close to 3 years old that I created my own estate plan. It's like the plumber that goes around and fixes everyone else's toilet and comes home to a leaky toilet themselves.
Right.
However, once the estate plan is created, you have peace of mind going forward. You can go on to focus on more fun things in life.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, Blake Harris is with us. We call this show Protect Your Legacy, brought to you by Mile High Estate Planning. Check out their website, milehighestateplanning.com, and their number is 720-924-6171. It is a free initial consultation, and Blake has a beautiful office downtown, and I will say this, very easy parking, free parking. You don't hear that much downtown. And then, of course, with all the events over the last several months, he has set up with Zoom and all the different things there. But just give him a call, and you guys can figure out how's the best way to meet. And again, we do not want you to put this off any longer. So Blake, last week we touched on this a little bit, but I certainly think it's worth circling back a little bit about probate, because it seems like when you get into discussion about estate plans and wills and trust, that probate word is a word that comes up pretty quick. So once again, if you don't mind, educate us just kind of what probate is and then how we can avoid it.
Sure. I certainly don't mind at all. Most of what I spend my time doing is educating individuals, couples, families on estate planning. Probate is the government process for distributing your assets. There are two types of probate. There's probate when an individual becomes incapacitated. This type of probate comes in the form of a guardianship or conservatorship proceeding. The second type of probate is probate that occurs at death. Probate at death can take 1 to 2 years and can cost anywhere from a few $1,000s to tens of thousands of dollars, depending on the size of the estate, the number of beneficiaries, and whether any disputes arise among beneficiaries, heirs, and creditors. Probate during your life, guardianship and conservatorship, can last for many years or even decades in some circumstances and can cost several times what afterlife probate costs. So in order to avoid probate, there are several documents you can create. To avoid lifetime probate, this is a guardianship and conservatorship proceedings that we want to avoid, you would create a complete set of incapacity documents. There are four documents which I recommend everyone age 18 or older create. If you have a parent that is getting older, they should create it. If you have a child who is going to be going off to college and they're at least 18 years old, I recommend they have these documents as well. The very first one is a financial power of attorney. A financial power of attorney allows the individual you have selected to make a financial decision on your behalf once you become incapacitated.
Okay.
The next set of, the next three documents all relate to your health care, your medical needs. The first of the health documents is a medical power of attorney. A medical power of attorney allows the individual you have selected to make a medical decision on your behalf. The second health document, medical document, is a HIPAA release. HIPAA is a federal law which protects the privacy of your health care. In the event that you become incapacitated, you want your agent to be able to access that protected health care information and share it with the doctors to make informed medical decisions. And the third document is a living will. A living will says that if you are in a permanent vegetative state, that you do want to have life support removed and you don't want to stay on a feeding tube indefinitely. So to avoid lifetime probate, you create incapacity documents: financial power of attorney, medical power of attorney, HIPAA release, and living will. To avoid probate after you pass away, there's a couple of different ways you can avoid probate after you pass away. Joint ownership, beneficiary deeds, and our firm can help with both of those. But generally, the best way to avoid probate after you pass away is to create a revocable living trust. There's a common misconception that having just a will avoid probate. A will is actually a ticket to the probate court. In some circumstances, I still recommend clients have a will. But in most circumstances, if you have children or if you own real estate, a revocable living trust is going to be the best fit for your needs. With a revocable living trust, your property will pass outside of probate court, and then the trust can keep your money protected so that your children don't lose it because of a lawsuit or divorce.
Right. And, you know, you mentioned that a few weeks back. I think you were doing a show with us with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage, and you said parents do not leave money to your children. And while that comes across kind of funny, not to the kids, you know, but exactly what you're talking about, circumstances change. And if you're really doing all this to help your kids and protect your kids, this is why, folks, you've got to sit down with a professional that does this 24/7, that will look at your individual circumstances and to make sure these documents are right for you. Correct, Blake?
Exactly. Rule number one of estate planning, do not leave your money to your children. Your children can lose it. Your children can get in a car accident. Your children can get divorced. Instead, leave your money to a trust. A trust will never cause a car accident. A trust can't get divorced, but a trust can keep your property protected so that your children can benefit from it for the entire course of their life without anybody ever forcing it away from them.
Gotcha. Once again, Blake Harris is with us. He's a managing attorney, a partner, I should say, with Mile High Estate Planning. And once again, their number is 720-924-6171, milehighestateplanning.com is the website. And Blake is very easy to work with, and I think you can just tell that from listening to him, and he just would love to sit down with you and see what is the best path for you and your family. But you've got to make that first call, 720-924-6171. And as I mentioned, it is a complimentary first consultation there. So Blake, I mean, you know, you've done these shows with us. Yeah, I know you've had some people call you. You've done some TV and things. As you sit down with people, what are they probably the most surprised to learn in just maybe their first 5 minutes with you about an estate plan?
Well, they are often surprised or relieved to know that there are several options that they can take advantage of to really preserve their family assets. As I mentioned, there are three main boogeymen out there that can compromise an estate, that can cause your property to go to someone who you probably don't want it to go to. I would say most clients, they either want their property, most want it to go to their own family, some mm-hmm. want it to go to friends, some want it to go to charity. But I've never had anybody come into my office and say that they want to leave their money to the government. And by creating an estate plan, you can reduce the chances of that happening. So certainly we talked about probate for a while. There are two other things that clients can do to protect their assets. The first one is they can create what is called an asset protection trust. There are two types of asset protection trust. One is for avoiding lawsuits, and the other is for avoiding nursing home costs. The type of asset protection trust that will protect your property from lawsuits is something that I recommend to individuals who own real estate or maybe several pieces of real estate, or they own their own business. These individuals are at an increased risk, increased exposure for being hit with a lawsuit. So if you own your own business, if you have several pieces of real estate, in addition to perhaps forming an LLC to reduce your liability, I will often for these clients, I will often recommend and create an asset protection trust. Think of an asset protection trust like a trusted friend. If you have a boat and you give that boat to your friend can let you ride on that boat. Your friend can let you use that boat anytime you please. But if you get sued, nobody's going to be able to take a boat away from your friend. So clients are often surprised and relieved to find out that they can actually protect their property from lawsuits. You can have your property protected from U.S. court orders, from a U.S. judge. That's one part that they are pleasantly surprised about. And then the other part is nursing home costs. And I ask you this most weeks on the show, but I still like to ask the question, what's the going rate for 1 month stay in a nursing home?
Right. I think we've come up with about $9,000-$10,000.
Exactly. It's not a cheap figure at all. So you will see, or lots of families see their estates dwindle or in some situations completely wiped out because of the rising costs of long-term care. What you can do is create a Medicaid asset protection trust, transfer your assets into that trust, wait about 5 years or close to 5 years. It doesn't necessarily have to be just have to be 4 or 5 years, and then then go to a nursing home, and the government will pay for your long-term care. Many families will see their estates compromised. Some will see their estates fully wiped out because of a failure to plan. By putting together an asset protection trust in advance of moving into a nursing home, you can preserve your family assets so that those assets pass to your children and grandchildren and not the government or a healthcare provider when you pass away.
Absolutely. And, you know, Blake, that brings back the reason why it's never too late to call you, or never too early to call you, I should say, because, I mean, you know, while somebody may feel like, man, I'm not going to be needing this for many years, first of all, we never know, and I think the last few months have really shown us that. You just never know what the next day is going to bring. But, you know, just to sit down with you and to create that plan, because you said, like you said, on some of these financial things, I mean, that plan needs to be in place 5, 7, 8 years to help them when they need it, like with this Medicaid Action Trust. So when we say it's financial planning, it really is estate and retirement planning, isn't it?
It is. And the longer you have an advance to plan, the more time you give yourself, or the sooner you lean on your parents to create their plan, the more you can do to preserve assets. We can last minute still do some damage mitigation. I get the call sometimes my mom's moving into the nursing home next week, or dad just moved into the nursing home a week ago, 2 weeks ago. He's got all these assets. We want to help let the government pay for the long-term care costs, the nursing home costs. We don't want to pay out of pocket for it. What can you do? We can still do damage mitigation. The difference between the two is if you have some time in advance, we can do what I call asset protection and actually protect the assets. If you wait until the last minute, we can still mitigate damage so that some of the money can still be passed to the children. One thing that I like to remind my clients, and I have this on my website and mention this to clients over and over, is a few hours of estate planning in many circumstances can do more to protect the family's wealth than decades of working.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely true. Once again, Blake Harris is with us, managing attorney, or partner, I should say, with Mile High Estate Planning. And you can reach him for that free consultation, 720-924-6171. It's milehighestateplanning.com. And if you do nothing else, go to that website. Just look at the areas that Blake can help you with and then read some of his testimonials. And you're going to be there a while because he has a lot of them and a lot of great ones there of how he has helped families. And I promise you, he can help you too. So just give him a call, 720-924-6171. And you know, Blake, a lot of times I like to look at when I just talk to different people and they're in certain businesses and I always say, what are common mistakes in your business? And so I'm sure as you look over maybe previous plans someone brings into you, what are some of the most common mistakes you see in estate planning that's made?
Sure. So the most common estate plan mistake we discussed, but I will mention it again, is simply putting it off. People fear it's going to be a daunting task. Again, in reality, talking to my clients, and don't take my word for it, go online, Google Mile High Estate Planning, read some of the reviews. We can make the process very simple. It does not need to be intimidating. It should not be thought of as an intimidating process at all. The second biggest mistake is not working with a professional. Nowadays, there's a variety of online and do-it-yourself resources available for individuals looking to create an estate plan. However, I've met with far too many families that have had to spend thousands or tens of thousands of dollars cleaning up a mess which could have easily been avoided had the parents just sought the proper guidance. When it comes time to create an estate plan, it is well worth the time to speak with a professional who creates and administers estate planning daily. Estate planning mistake number three, not updating your estate plan. If you've had some time go by since you last looked at your estate plan, or if there's been a major life change, such as a marriage, a birth, a divorce, a death, or a change in assets, then it's probably a good idea to have a second look at your estate planning documents. My firm, we always start with a free consultation. If you've already created an estate plan, we're happy to look at your current estate planning documents free of charge. And in many cases, we tell clients you're already in a good position. There's nothing that you need to change about them. In some cases, we're able to point out and give them the option to update their documents if it's been some time. And then the fourth biggest mistake, which I see in lots of documents, even documents drafted by some of the most reputable estate planning law firms, outright distributions, violating rule number one of estate planning, which is leaving money directly to your children. Sometimes parents will leave money directly to the children the day the children turn 18. The court won't give money to anyone who's under 18, but the day they turn 18, dropping a whole chunk of change, a large chunk of money on a beneficiary, that is never good for a beneficiary. Other times what they will do is they'll hold it in trust until the child gets to, I don't know, age 25, age 30. But then if you do that, and the next day your child's spouse files for divorce, you end up risking half of your inheritance going to a divorcing spouse. If your estate planning documents give outright distributions to your children, you are risking, compromising a lot of your assets, which could easily be avoided by keeping those assets in trust. Let your children control the trust. Let them choose their trustee. They'll be able to take out money anytime they want. But don't force a distribution, which could then compromise the protection and allow a creditor to jump in and seize some of those assets.
Sure. So we got about 4 or 5 minutes left here, but let's kind of get into how the process even starts. So, you know, someone picks up the phone to call you today and they realize they've been putting it off and maybe they've had something happen in their family or a friend and they're saying like, wow, look how this would have helped our friends if they would have had this. So whatever the reason that makes them call, 720-924-6171, let's kind of talk about how the process gets started, what do they need to bring to you, and how long does it take to wrap all this up?
So they can pick up the phone and give us a call at that number, or they can go online to our website, milehighestateplanning.com, and contact us through our website or send me an email, blake@milehighestateplanning.com. We'll get you scheduled for a consultation in the next couple of days, and we can do it one of three ways. We can do it in person. As I mentioned, we've got beautiful office space downtown Denver right next to Union Station with free parking. Or we can do it over the phone, by FaceTime, or by Zoom. You don't need to bring anything to the meeting. We don't require clients to fill out intake forms and start gathering documentation until they decide to work with us. And then at the consultation, I will discuss the client's assets. I'm going to discuss the client's family. And then I'm going to want to know about your goals, what your goals are for your estate plan. Once I have an understanding of this, I will be able to quote a fee for the creation of their estate plan, of your estate plan. We always do flat fee pricing. The clients know exactly what they're getting into with us. Clients are never surprised by bills down the road. We are very competitively priced. We're not the cheap attorneys in town, but we certainly don't rip off our clients. We're very, very competitively priced. And then we will create the documents for the clients. We send the documents to the clients for them to review. They can take as long as they'd like to review them. They can ask as many questions as they want. They can make as many revisions as they want. And then once they are fully satisfied with the documents, then we will schedule a time for them to come in and execute the documents. Then after the execution, once somebody hires Mile High Estate Planning, they get free lifetime reviews. At any point in the future, there's a change in their life circumstances. They move to a new location. There's a marriage, birth, divorce, change in their circumstances. They inherit an asset. They get sued. They need to move into a nursing home. They can always call our office, and we will never charge them for the call. We want our clients to communicate with us so that as their life changes, we can keep their estate plan in line with their goals.
Absolutely. Once again, Blake Harris, managing partner with Mile High Estate Planning. Give them a call, 720-924-6171, milehighestateplanning.com. And Blake's going to be with us several times a month here on our show, and so we're going to cover everything to do with estate planning with him. And Blake, the last minute or so here, but I think this is why, you know, you have done so well, and we see the type of reviews, because when we ask, you know, why use Mile High Estate Planning, I think if someone listens to this, you know, 28 minutes that we will do today, they see, hey, first of all, the guy knows what he's talking about. He's got experience. He's seen everything there is to see. And so when I present my life to him, so to speak, on paper, he's going to know how to take care of me. And I'm telling you, just like I just had some recent knee surgery, and that's what I look for in a doctor. I don't want the guy that, you know, just got out of school or something. I'm sure there's some good doctors that got out of school. But I want a guy that's done it, seen it, and can take care of me. And I kind of say it's the same way with you. So, man, I'm just congratulations on just doing a great job for people.
Thank you, Scott. And my firm, we are 100% focused on estate planning. Myself and my team of attorneys, we can do everything from draft a simple will to create a revocable living trust to set up an asset protection trust. We don't do anything outside of estate planning, no car accidents, divorce, or criminal matters. But anything estate planning, whether you've got a huge estate or even a very tiny estate, we're able to help you.
All right, good deal. Once again, give Blake a call. It is absolutely a free call, a free initial consultation. All you have to do is give him a call, 720-924-6171. Just mention you heard him here on Protect Your Legacy with Blake Harris, and they will get you in. And we're going to learn more about this Bitcoin in future shows with Blake, too. So, Blake, thanks for bringing that up. And, again, thanks for your time today and all this great information, and we will look forward to our next show with you, sir.
Thank you so much, Scott. Always a pleasure being on the show. Look forward to chatting with you some more soon.
All right, sir. Great to have you as well. Blake Harris, managing partner, Mile High Estate Planning, milehighestateplanning.com, 720-924-6171.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.